Welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Kill Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And we are looking today at Proverbs 17:17, this concept of friendship. And Proverbs 17:17 says it very well, very succinctly. A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. You know, this past Sunday, we were teaching through 1 Samuel 18 through 20. At really a great Old Testament example, sort of a living embodiment of Proverbs 17:17, and that's Jonathan, right? We were looking at the story of Jonathan and David and their friendship. And if you know the story, so David is the newly anointed. He's now the anointed one of the Lord. He's going to be the future king. Saul is the current king of Israel at the time, and his oldest son is Jonathan. So Jonathan theoretically would have been king, except that Saul turned from the Lord and God then anoints David. But instead of fighting for his rights, instead of saying, you know, that's not fair, instead of going after David and trying to eliminate him, which his father does, Saul does, Jonathan willingly steps aside and chooses friendship with David. Loves David. It says he loves him as his own soul. Those two become best friends. And repeatedly, Jonathan loves David, encourages David, supports David, helps David during really difficult times. Saul ends up trying to kill David multiple times, and Jonathan stands up to Saul and stands up for David, opposes in some ways his own father in order to protect his friend. At one point in time, Saul actually tries to kill Jonathan himself because he's so enraged, and he's saying, you know, Jonathan has turned and sided with David, the enemy in Saul's mind. And so Jonathan just proves himself to, again, be this living embodiment of a friend loving at all times, a brother who's born for adversity. One of the things I said on Sunday is, you know, having a good friend, it's an incredible comfort. It can be such a wonderful gift. And we need to recognize that being a good friend is very costly. We all want good friends, right? We want that person who comes and shares our burdens and helps carry those burdens and is there for us in the tough times. We need to recognize we also need to be a good friend. If we want those good friends, we need to be a good friend. And being a good friend is costly. It costs us time, emotional energy, resources. We're not saying, hey, you know, that's not my problem. We're saying, no, that's my friend, and I'm going to come alongside of this person and help bear those burdens. And Jonathan, again, is such a great, I just think, illustration and living embodiment of that. But something I mentioned on Sunday that I'll say now as well is that, you know, Jonathan is really pointing us forward to Christ, that Jesus is the greater and ultimate Jonathan who laid down his rights, left heaven, came down to earth and laid down his life for us. Jesus is the ultimate friend. And Jesus said, greater love has no one than this, that he would lay down his life for his friends. And Jesus loved us when we were at our worst, gave up his life to save us and to bring us into right relationship with God. And John 15:15, Jesus says, I have called you, no longer call you servants, but I have called you friend. We have friendship with God, right relationship with God, because of Jesus. And so we love others. We live out Proverbs 17:17, right? We love folks when it's hard, loving them at all times, in adversity with them, because that's what Jesus has done for us. And so as an application of the gospel, I would ask you, this is what I ask folks on Sunday morning, and I think it bears repeating. If you weren't there, maybe hearing it for the first time, if you were there, good to put it into application again today. And the thing I asked was, hey, what's one thing that you can do today, one way that you can really help a friend, all right, to love that friend well, to point them back to the Lord? To encourage a friend today, to love them. Maybe it's a difficult time for one of your friends, and maybe not. Maybe they're not having a difficult time, but there's still an encouraging text you could send, or a way you could pray for them, or a way you could serve them. Just want you to ask that question today and put that into action. Lord, what's one way that I can love a friend today, encourage them in the Lord, because of the way, again, that Christ has loved us? Let me pray for you. And then give you just some time to pray for yourself. Father, we thank you Jesus, thank you that you have called us friend. Thank you for the way that you have loved us and shown us, Lord, the example of what it looks like to love at all times. Jesus, will you help us to be that kind of friend to others? We love you. We praise you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Take some time now to pray and to reflect, and then I hope you'll put that question into application today.